Thank you for that introduction, Paula. I appreciate that. So bear with me a moment. I am practicing, so I have a very big learning plate on here. Kaya, Nangat Kardich, Kurakura Mut, Nija, Wajak Bujak, Nalak Yakin. How'd I go, Nicole? Okay, thank you. She's my coach. So as you can hear, language is exceptionally important for all of us at Woodside. And what I was doing just then was sharing a short acknowledgement of the traditional custodians of this land, the Wajak people, in their own Noongar language. And language matters to us in Woodside. It is a key element of respect to the traditional custodians of this country, and it's also a core value at Woodside, a core value which we refer to as respect. Language is what connects people. Thank you to CEDA today for inviting me to present and to share a little bit of the Woodside story with all of you. We are on a journey. It's a journey that we enjoy being on, but it's one that we're always open to learning and adapting, which is important for our culture. Today I'm going to speak to you a little bit around what we focus on as it pertains to employment, advocacy, and education for Indigenous peoples, particularly here in Western Australia. And it's a key focus of our Reconciliation Action Plan, or RAP as we all refer to it. So Woodside is currently in our third RAP, and we're halfway through it, so we're 2.5 years in. It's a great time for me to be able to share with you some of the opportunities and what we're seeing in our organisation and also what's ahead of us for our key focus. We have been challenging ourselves at Woodside to shift from just setting targets to be much more focused on outcomes. Alan referred to it a little bit earlier on around sustainability. This is a key focus for us at Woodside as well. It's not just meeting that next target, it's how do we get outcomes that are sustainable for the future so we can focus on the next outcome to really make about a step change in the way that we connect in our organisation. And we've learnt that deepening relationships is critical for the success. Last week I had the pleasure of joining a few people in this room at one of our partnership arrangements with St Catherine's College. This is just one of many organisations that we partner with their Danju Dabalung program. And this program has been brought about, it's been around for just over 5 years now, focused on corporations and organisations that invest in the development and education of various people from various universities, and Woodside particularly focuses on Indigenous cohort there. We sponsor many people through this program. Obviously, a little bit selfishly, I know Alan told us to keep our hands off some of his talent, which I promise you I will do that, Alan, in your case, just for this one. But for us, it's also about identifying talent that we can bring into the Woodside family. It's investing in people's training and development so they can take those steps to finishing their education, because there's a lot of things working against them that prohibits them to do that. So for companies like ours to invest in people's training and education in those early years, and seeing the satisfaction on people's faces as they're completing their qualifications is just a big part of respect and working sustainably in our organisation. We also invest in people from different disciplines as well, knowing that that's important for them to finish their qualifications and go back out to their communities or those industries to be able to provide their education and support. One thing many of you will be seeing around Perth here is our new Woodside building, Maya Yelagonga. So I'm going to take you on a little bit of a history tour here, and I think it's important for all of you in the room to understand why and what is the story of Maya Yelagonga. So Maya Yelagonga was established for us as the place of the Wajak elder Yelagonga. He welcomed Captain James Stirling in 1820 when he first arrived here in Perth. There was a natural spring at that site, and that's where the Yelagonga family had their campsite. So when Woodside were looking for a new opportunity, an area for us to call home, our CEO, Peter Coleman, reached out to our Indigenous employees and asked if they could help us understand what that site represents. We engaged with the Wajak task group to weave the cultural learnings from that site into our new headquarters, which we're very pleased to be moving to very shortly. And we've leveraged a lot of opportunities with language to incorporate that into the building. So our campus, meaning place of our Yalagonga, is my Yalagonga, my place. Karluk, our major tower that's there, is meaning campfire. And that's a key part of our building there. They're just some of the names that we've incorporated through that building. So when I referred back to about the importance of language, we're seeing that not only through what the features of our new facility or campus, but also in the language there of many of the facilities that we have or rooms there to keep the language alive. The Woodside Reconciliation Community offers staff an opportunity to also enrol in Noongar language. And you can hear from my attempts today, there's many people within our organisation that are keen to learn and grow in this space. Last year we had 273 people wanting to learn Noongar language. This year we're oversubscribed. In fact, we're having to turn away people from the classes. We've had over 800 people. In an organisation of around roughly 3,500, 3,700 employees, that's a large number of people who actually want to understand language. And we're hearing that in the way that we talk across the organisation. The same applies in the Burrup, where we operate our major facilities. We partner with organisations like the Muruju Rangers to help us understand the culture up there in Karratha, particularly as we look at a lot of the rock art, and I encourage all of you to take a holiday up there one day soon and really spend time with the rangers to understand the history of the people in that region. It is up to big businesses like us here in Woodside to help normalise Indigenous Australians in how we operate, not just with language, but also with employment opportunities. In our own workforce, we've recently progressed employment for many people of Indigenous backgrounds. In 2016, we had 17 Indigenous trainees and apprentices, and last year we had 33, and this year we were up to my favourite number, but I don't want that to stop us. It was 56. I have no idea why that's my favourite number, but it always has been. But that is 56 people with pathways to programs, and we work heavily with our partners like Program and Chris's organisation to help support that. This opportunity has really resulted in a lot of collaboration and support in the organisation. And whilst I'm not going to share the statistic with you because we'll launch it at another time, I was exceptionally excited to see last month that our Indigenous employment percentage is the highest that we've ever been in Woodside. We've already reached our 2018 target, so I'm shame on me. I didn't push hard enough, so Melinda, you'll have to work me a bit harder now on targets for our outcomes on what our percentages will be, and that's something that's core for all of us. We talked, and Alan talked about his organisation earlier on, which was very warming for me to hear, around Indigenous businesses in this country that we live in. It's an important element for companies like us in Woodside to partner with different Indigenous businesses. And we have a great story from last year that I wanted to share. In 2017, in the Karratha region, we had the Gap Ridge accommodation block that needed to be dismantled. We no longer needed it for the projects at that particular time. We were able to partner with our contracting base to engage support of an Indigenous-led business to help lead this project of dismantling, pulling apart 672 buildings, refurbishing the land to build it back to the way it needed to be. And this was a project that was done under budget, on time, and had no health or safety or environmental issues. So if that's not core to any business arrangement that you want to be involved in, I don't know what is. That is project management at its best. So these are some of the examples of things that we do within Woodside, and we need to continue on this journey. The other part is around giving back to the community. And for us, like the example I use with St Catherine's College, we also partner with other organisations like the Kolontar Foundation and the Yuriyarkin Theatre Company to continue invest in other opportunities for people. Sometimes it's better to share the journey through many stories. What I'd like to do now is take an opportunity just to share a short video about what it means about reconciliation for Woodside, the importance of our Indigenous employees, the partners in which we connect, and I look forward to sharing a few familiar faces in the room who I thank you again for partnering with Woodside to ensure that this is core to our value, which I referred to, being respect. Thank you, and I'll show you a short video.
Reconciliation for all Australians is looking at the history of what's occurred in this country and rectifying that so in the future we don't have to go through the same issues that we've been through before.
Woodside is a proud Australian company, and as such we have a voice to promote equality and unity in the communities that we work in and in our everyday business.
One of the most encouraging things of recent years has been the way industry leaders have taken the lead in informing and educating the Australian people about the reality of Aboriginal collective identity.
I think the next steps in reconciliation for all Australians is to definitely not forget the past, but not dwell on it as well. I think it's time to move forward.
Woodside's taking many steps, including stretching ourselves to move to the next step on our Reconciliation Action Plan. That plan actually has Woodside getting in and making a difference. It's moving beyond actions to actually measuring differences and holding ourselves accountable for those differences.
I think we're taking big steps in reconciliation, but we're far from there. I think there's a long way to go, and that takes all Australians to actively participate, lifting the awareness and improving our understanding of the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
I think we need to have a collective energy together to educate each other, to understand each other and build stronger relationships and hopefully friendships that make it easier for our younger generation to come together to move forward, as opposed to always having to think about what happened in the past.
I believe it's really important because it's my history, it's our people's history, and I think it's something to be proud of.
It's important to me because I want to look forward to the future for my kids, my grandkids, and so on. I believe it's about time now that we walk together as one.
Thank you. I'd like to call on Eddie to share his story with all of us today.